Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is Ibrahim On Air, bringing you guys another podcast, another Major League Baseball podcast. I got two of my roommates here, Kevin on my right, and then I got Riley on my left. I wanted to get their perspectives on the whole Astros cheating scandal. I know I've done a few podcasts on it, but I wanted to get a few more perspectives and kind of just see what everybody else is thinking, because it's kind of slowly evolved to people getting more and more upset. I'm going to just start with showing them the video of the Astros apology. So I'm going to cue that sound right now.
The whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me.
All right, so I showed him the video, and I mean, what do you guys think about the apologies? I'll add that I don't know if it's their owner or whatever, Jim Crane, he says that like this isn't why they won and that they won it fair and square still regardless of the cheating. And they're also kind of trying to marginalize it into 2017 when obviously they've been using it after that. So what do you guys think about the 35-second apologies?
Yeah, I mean, like they were already caught cheating. So I believe that like no matter what the case is, like you can apologize for cheating, but there needs to be consequences regardless. You don't avoid that just by apologizing. So I think that there needs to be some deeper...
Do you think the apologies were even like heartfelt?
No,
I mean, somebody, I'm not sure exactly who it was. Maybe, I think it was Jalen Rose on ESPN. He said he was pretty upset because they're reading off like papers when it's obviously something that should be heartfelt.
Yeah, if it was coming from the heart, they wouldn't need any notes or anything for sure. But it should be longer than half a minute.
Yeah,
for sure.
What do you think, Kevin?
Well, definitely. I mean, it definitely had a huge impact on the game. Hey, look at the statistics with Kershaw.
Yeah.
Where they didn't swing at a single curveball.
Yeah, so that statistic, which I was going to bring up, is Kershaw threw 51 sliders and curveballs in, what was it, game 5 of the 2017 World Series. He threw 51 sliders and curveballs that day and got zero swings and misses. So the fact that they said, oh, it didn't really impact the game, because that's a quote, they said it didn't impact the game. That's 51 pitches, one of the guys in the league that throws some of the best off speed, so clearly it impacted the game. So I mean, yeah, just looking at that, after that, I want to follow up with the stat splits are pretty insane too from the postseason. I'm going to give the exact number. So at home, Altuve hit 472 in the postseason. And away, he hit 143, his batting average. Correa was 371 at home, 211 away. Bregman, 273 at home, 154 away. McCann, 300 at home, 0.037 away. Gurriel, 300 at home, 306 away. Pretty respect. Evan Gattis, 300 at home, and 200 away. So, I mean, just looking at those stats, what do you guys think? I mean, do you think they should be stripped of the World Series altogether? They just don't have one? Should there be an asterisk?
I think it should go to the next team. They definitely don't deserve it.
Do you think the Dodgers should... It should be their World Series?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're the next team there. And then, I mean, obviously the Astros cheated and they were caught. So, I mean,
yeah.
The only reason they probably won it is because they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be more of an asterisk situation, because like in the end of the day,
the Dodgers probably don't want it. You know what I mean? Because like, they didn't win it.
The Dodgers
probably
didn't
aren't.
Win it, so they didn't earn it. But at the same time, Astros cheated, so they didn't really earn it. So it should be sort of asterisk situation. I think the major concern for Manfred and like the MLB organization is like how many other teams are doing this.
It, yeah.
So like they're trying to set a precedent that isn't so harsh, but it's enough to ward off teams.
But is it enough to stop players from doing it? That's what I'm thinking. Because, if you're not even going to punish the players, I mean, sure, you fire the managers, the GMs, all you can do all that, but is that even enough, like, to make other players and other teams not do it? Or are they just going to be better at keeping quiet about it?
I mean, players are always going to try to find a way to, like, get an edge on the other team.
I feel like you got to make an example out of them, though.
Yeah,
it's like now it's
time to make the example mm-hmm. so it prevents.
I mean, think about it. With PEDs, you get suspended, what, 50 games?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 80 games? This is way or worse than that. Whole year. It's
the same type of situation.
Yeah, PEDs. So like these players aren't even getting suspended for games.
Yeah.
Which they definitely should be.
Which is like they're getting off. The players haven't got off scot free. The manager, the GM got fired. The manager got fired. So why is it. Why are the coaches facing the punishment when like the players are cheating? That's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was, other than just the World Series, in 2017, Altuve won the MVP. He hit .346, his batting average, and he had a .410 on base percentage. He hit 24 home runs, stole 32 bases, and that was Aaron Judge's breakout year where he hit 52 home runs and hit .284. And didn't get the MVP. So the next thing is, do you think Aaron Judge should get that MVP in 2017? Or should at least Altuve be stripped of it? Because that's like, I mean, Judge put up savage numbers, 52 home runs, 114 RBIs. Obviously, his average isn't .346, but the fact that Altuve is cheating at all those home games is probably definitely playing a part into
probably
that.
Put him at number one for sure. Yeah. I don't know if Aaron Judge would feel like he didn't deserve the number one spot.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are saying like Cody Bellinger was like, Judge got an MVP stolen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's pretty crazy. Just looking at that and then I mean, looking personally, at the people behind.
If I was number two at something, you know, the number one cheated and got it stripped, I think I would want it because you're still number two. So
yeah,
the only person above you is the one that cheated, so you'd still feel like you actually deserved that one.
Yeah, I mean he was second in MVP voting, so
yeah. So yeah, you should definitely get that.
So what do you guys think's worse, PEDs like steroids, gambling, or you think knowing what pitch is coming? I mean, obviously with PEDs, you're just getting stronger, you still have to put in the work in the gym.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know, it doesn't affect your hand-eye coordination. Obviously, you get more confident and, you know, this and that, but knowing what pitch is coming, I mean.
No team's gonna have all their players, you know, do steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they'd obviously get caught.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of hard to get
away. It's usually individuals.
But, yeah, with the other scandal where they know the pitch, like, that's a thing that, like, the whole team can be on, you know, on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all present, like, a unique advantage to baseball.
Yeah.
Like PEDs is like physical and recovering.
Plus you usually have like maybe one or two people that are like getting away with it. So that's mm-hmm. a couple.
Well, they've said, some people didn't use it and this and that, mm-hmm. but it's like, that's BS. Like, yeah.
If
come on now.
One person's on the team is doing it and the team is allowing it, then probably the entire team's doing it. If nobody like spoke up about it, anybody could have.
Yeah.
Get them out of them for sure.
And then I'm going to play them this Mike Trout video, his comments on it, and see what they think about it.
It's sad for baseball. You know, it's tough. You know, they cheated. And, you know, just I don't agree with the punishments. You know, the player's not, you know, getting anything. You know, there was a player-driven, you know, thing. You know, it sucks, too, because, you know, like you said, a guy's career has been affected. A lot of people, you know, lost jobs. It was tough. You know, it would be me going up to the plate knowing what's coming. It'd be pretty fun up there. So, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a lot of guys lost respect for some of the guys. And, you know, it seems like every day something new comes out. So
I played them. There it is. That's a brief 30 seconds of Mike Trout commenting. I don't know if you guys know, but Mike Trout, he's known for being kind of like the least outspoken guy. He's kind of just like put his head down and grind type of guy. He's not a big personality, and people have always gave him crap about that because he's not the type of dude to, you know, have a big mouth. So everybody in the MLB is saying the fact that Mike Trout commented on it and said what he said is, I mean, that should be a pretty big example of why, like, the player should be punished more, because if a guy like Mike Trout's talking about it, then I mean, what do you guys think? Because they've mentioned players getting called up from the minors to make their first MLB start, and then they play the Astros at home, and they get shelled. Like, this actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mike Trout said right there, you know, it's affecting people's jobs. I mean, and then also, like you said before, it's a player thing. It's not the coaches, so they should be punished.
Yeah,
I agree with that. The players are the ones doing it,
mm-hmm.
like, and they're the ones like allowing it. The coaches should be punished, but the players, they're adults, they should be punished just as much.
Yeah.
Really, just as anyone who is like knowingly involved in the whole situation, they should be.
I feel like at least give a sufficient ban to like a PD.
Because everyone that did it, they know that's cheating.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not?
No,
if you have technology getting involved.
If you didn't know.
And then the messed up thing is how like cocky they were about it. Trevor Bauer mentions how they were like a super cocky team. Mm-hmm. And they were all just like very snarky about whenever they would win playoff games and stuff. And like little did they know that they were cheating. One thing Trevor Bauer did was like he went and pitched in a game in spring training the other day. And he was like telling the batter what pitch he was going to throw. Just to like mess with the Astros and to throw shots at them. Like he was literally telling them like fastball, curveball before he pitched.
Damn.
He was intentionally tipping his own pitches.
Yeah.
Pretty ballsy. And then the last thing, do you guys think players like Altuve, Correa, Springer, a lot of these big names on the Astros, do you think that they should be able to make the Hall of Fame someday? I mean, especially Altuve, who's had a really great career. I mean, decent amount of home runs, a lot of stolen bases, super high average hitter. I mean, you got guys like Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Most savage numbers ever. He's not in the Hall of Fame because PEDs. And you got guys like Pete Rose, too.
Hall of Fame is not reserved for people that cheat.
I mean, so far it's not, right? At least getting caught. I mean, I'm sure there's definitely people in the Hall of Fame that have taken PEDs and cheated and this and that. But the ones that have been caught haven't been able to get in. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Konsenko, Alex Rodriguez.
As they shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's just like ruining it for the people that naturally get there.
So you think basically Altuve is just like never going to happen.
If he was like actually caught and like, you know.
Yeah, so you think
he actually did
most of those guys basically have no chance of making it now?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, and their shitty apologies didn't help.
It's the Hall of Cheaters.
Yeah.
Hall of Shame.
Guess they got to make a Hall of Shame for all those guys.
Yeah.
All right, well, that concludes the podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Tune in next week for I may get some more perspectives, or I may jump into a few free agent acquisitions and a few of those other things.